Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lipschitz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Over Under 98.5, our 50th episode. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lipschitz. We're back. Lipschitz off his wedding.
That's right.
Married. Off his WNBA and preseason week one picks.
Yep.
Today we're going to focus on college football.
It's about goddamn time, Joe. I am ready.
So just a couple of things off the bat when it comes to college football. This is the time of the year where I rake. You know, don't get me wrong. There's a few losses here and there, but Tuesday night action, Thursday night football, Friday night games, and then Saturday. If I can give you one thing, Dan, maybe you can come up with one of yours too, but One piece of advice I would give when it comes to betting college football, when a slate comes out, right, there's always the noon games, then there's like a 3:30 set, and then it's sometimes 6:30, 7 on the 8 prime time, and then
yep,
the 10 o'clock, and if you're lucky, a Hawaii game. But
lucky,
I do think books look at early slates. The lines are different when they're noon games. And at times, you could put your whole bankroll on a road favorite that might be a two-touchdown favorite, and they can lose outright. And I just sometimes think it's worth sometimes laying off noon games, see how things play out for the day, then hammer on a 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I know it's hard. You get itchy early on. Noontime, you want to bet early. What's the game on after?
Sleep in. You don't have to worry about
but
it.
But that's one of my pieces of advice. So don't go all in early, because then you won't have money to play later on in the night. And it's funny, when Michigan wins at noon and Ohio State's playing at 3:30, it's kind of like, well, Michigan won pretty well, so now Ohio State needs to kick ass too.
Yep.
That's just one of my things when it comes to college betting.
My biggest thing is, especially Joe, week zero, which is a thing in college football, week one, week two, these teams that you think you have a good grasp on, you don't. You don't know these teams very well. So what I want you to kind of be careful betting faves early, okay? You want to lay a high spread here and there, that's fine. You know, you want to take like a whiskey, I think I got whiskey 10.5 week one or whatever. You want to take, you know, Wisconsin or something like that, whatever. But just be careful. Do not lay every single favorite, because trust me, there's a lot of these teams that have lost a lot of players. A lot of guys have been drafted, new coaches. There's a lot of things to look into. Be careful about not playing too many favorites. And again, Joe, as we kind of always talk about, square and sharp, make sure you're on, you know, make sure you're mixing it. A little bit of square, a little bit of sharp. You can't be all one of everything, because you're never going to succeed that way, okay? It's not feasible. You need to mix in some sharp. You need to mix in some square. Long-term success. Make sure you're not killing your entire bankroll week one, week two.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know how many people 2 weeks in the like NFL and college season that they can't bet anymore?
And there's like, I'm broke. I'm done.
They went all in on a hyped up Penn State team, but they don't have McSorley in their running back anymore.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They just like things of that. Oh, they thought a team would blow out a team, but didn't know that like They have a new quarterback this year that transferred. You know, there's just a lot of things in there. So the other flip side of it, just for me, when it does come to college football, if there is, you mentioned favorites, if there is a high favorite at home, sometimes you got to lay it. Like if you see a 28, you know, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Of going the other way. The team that bit me in the ass all last year was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh beat Syracuse on my bachelor party weekend, and I was pissed.
Yep.
I won't forget that. That was week two of the football season. Week two. You know how hard I went on Syracuse that day? And Pitt beat their ass. Well, there was a game late in the year. Clemson was rolling. Nobody was going to stop Clemson. I had Pitt 28.5 at home. They lost by 28. That half a point saved my ass. But the thing was, every single team that Pitt played that year, they played competitively and covered. And I went with them, even though it was 20 points, the line was 28.5, that hook helped me. And that's why I say be careful on some of these favorites on the road, where sometimes it's free money when you take a big, big underdog, especially at home.
Yeah, and again, it's just week to week, be careful. This is not, you don't need to blow everything on one game. Do not put half your bankroll on a team. Don't put anywhere close to that. Bankroll management, very important if you want to be successful long term, okay? It's not all about making money for 1 week. It's about making money over the season. Joe, you and I were both very successful last year, okay? I think we're even better than me, if I remember correctly. I think you were a percentage or two better than me in college football last year. You know, just got to be careful, okay? Consistency, do not blow everything, you know, week one. And again, I know that you know, for all the guys who are used to this, whatever, but there's a lot of guys who, you know, want to throw everything on, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, whatever. It's just that's not sustainable. Those teams do not cover all the time because the books make it, you know, so those teams do not cover. Be careful. First couple weeks, I'm telling you, that's when they get you, especially these big upsets, you know, like last year, Joe, what was the big upset that was like last year, week one? Was it Liberty?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Was it Liberty over Ole Miss or something like that? I don't remember who it was, but like, you know, and I knew the whole world was on the favorite. So anyways, just, you know, one of those things I want you to be careful of. We're also going to go over win totals this year, season win totals for some teams. We'll kind of go maybe predict some games, Joe. We'll kind of go through the schedule, predict some games or whatever. I think it's going to be, you know, I have some plays that I have already submitted. I know that Joe's been looking into stuff, so we'll have some stuff for you. Again, we just kind of want to remember, you know, kind of want to remind you, don't go too crazy. Don't go too crazy. You know, with all the stuff, just do not go too freaking crazy. You know, do not be laying your entire bankroll on Ohio State week one. Please.
I'll give you a couple. Remember Wisconsin last year was 23-point favorites against BYU.
That's right. BYU, it was in Wisconsin, I think, right?
Yep. Old Dominion beat Virginia Tech.
That's correct.
That was early on. That was early on.
I think those two teams play again. A lot of people saying that ODU is going to win again this year. Not sure about that.
Hawaii beat Colorado State on week zero.
17 that and point underdog.
People didn't know
that
the quarterback from Hawaii was his real deal.
Correct.
You know?
Yep. And now everyone knows. Yep.
And then Eastern Michigan beat Purdue last year.
Eastern Michigan, one of the surprising MAC teams last year.
And then Temple was back on the map last year after their win against Maryland. So, again, upsets in week zero through three are there. And books know it. The books certainly know that. So we're gonna get into everything. Win totals today. We'll look at the top 25 in college football. I guess just off the bat, like it's kind of like we were like, oh, what do we talk about for college football? Right off the bat, like what's your top four or top five that you have in your head, and how is Clemson not number one?
Top four teams this year?
Yeah, top five. Like what would be your top five right now?
Okay, well, I think Bama has to be there. Clemson, you know, again, I don't like Trevor Lawrence as a pro quarterback, but I think with, you know, kind of everything they have, I mean, you'd probably want to consider Oregon in there. I know that everyone is so down on the Pac-12, but Pac-12 is like consistently the most, the has the highest winning percentage facing other Power Five conferences than any other conference in the past 5 years. I think there's something like 28-2 at home versus Power Five conferences in the past 5 years or something. It's ridiculous. It's not even close. I mean, you're probably going to want to consider Michigan up there. Georgia is probably my third best team. And here's another one I think that I really like. I like Washington a lot this year. Washington is a sleeper team I think is going to be very good this year. So, you know, they're probably, what, 15th, 16th?
Eason will be the quarterback.
Yeah, I think that they're probably a really good team this year. I think that fourth spot is really up for grabs, Joe. I'm really not sure where I'd go. You know, I'm not high on Texas. I'm not high on, Ohio State. I'm not high on those teams this year. So I think you're going to kind of see a wild card in the fourth spot this year.
All right. So I have obviously Clemson and Alabama 1-2. And then it gets interesting. I think Ohio State and Michigan, clearly there's going to be one team there. I think Michigan should be on the rise, though.
New coach for Ohio State.
There's a ton of stuff with Ohio State. Haskins has got, there's a lot. There's a lot of turnover.
That's asking a lot. A lot from a team that has a ton of turnover.
Yeah. One team I think that people are going to sleep on is Oklahoma, right? Baker Mayfield, Heisman. Kyler Murray, Heisman. You know who their quarterback is this year?
Jalen Hurts.
So I'd throw him right in the Heisman conversation.
I agree,
right now.
And I think that he fits very well with the way that they want to do it. I mean, again, he's not the same guy as Kyler Murray. He's not as explosive, Joe, but he is a similar player, and he is a winning quarterback. We've seen it before. He has won at the highest level. So that is a very good get for Oklahoma and a good point by you.
I also think of, like, quarterbacks that return. For instance, Georgia's really good, but, hey, they got beat last year.
Jake Fromm.
Yep. You know, and then if you look at it, Florida, can they beat Georgia? Like, that's their – Florida's going to be great, but can they beat Georgia?
Can they beat Kentucky?
I'll give you a name. Sam Ellinger of Texas. Like, can he really bring that program around to where it should be? I think that's a big question mark. And then where's Oregon, right? Is Oregon going to be this team with Justin Herbert that was the old Oregon Ducks that won 9 or 10 games? I believe they... Yeah, because they're going to be Washington's biggest threat. You mentioned you like Washington. If Washington takes down Oregon, they're going to be in control of that division.
I mean, I don't even know if they play each other. I think they're on opposite sides of the Pac-12. But nonetheless, either way, like, both of those teams are very good. I'm telling you, Joe, the Pac-12 this year is going to make a big rise. That is going to be a rising conference this year. They have a lot of good teams. USC, Oregon, Washington. People love Utah this year. There are a lot of teams in the Pac-12. They are going to make some noise. They're going to be better. And I think there's going to be a Pac-12 team that ends up making the Final Four this year in college football. Are they going to win it all? Probably not. But I think they're a very underrated conference. For years, we overrated them. Now I think we've gone the other way. We've underrated them.
Yeah, and like I'm looking at a team like Texas A&M, right? Had a really good year last year. Jimbo Fisher obviously is trying to turn that program around. Look at their schedule. They're going to Clemson, to Georgia, and to LSU. How do you even put them in the conversation?
You can't. They're not feasibly going to win all those games. You can't. So, again, there's some teams. For instance, here's a team that everyone wants to talk about, right? Notre Dame.
Good quarterback.
But,
you know.
They've lost a lot of talent.
But the problem is, who do they play?
Yeah. No, they're basically in the ACC. Well, they play
Michigan, Duke, Stanford, I think.
And they play a ton of ACC teams this year. Like Notre Dame, we've got a lot of requests for talking about Notre Dame on the team total this year. Notre Dame, and I don't even have to look at the schedule because I've gone over it. It's an under. They're an under team for me this year. I'm not going to bet on them. They don't make my threshold for the actual bet. But if you had to ask me, am I taking the over or the under? They're an under team this year.
Well, 8.5. So, I mean, I see three tough games off their schedule right away.
Who, Notre Dame? Yeah, well, they're up to 9. So the current total is up to 9. So it opened at 8.5. Those are all the openers, which is great that we have those. And we need the openers because you kind of see the movement. Notre Dame's now at 9 minus 120.
See, I think it's either 9 or under.
See, to me, it's under. it's under. They're an under team for the this year. Just take a look at their schedule. We'll take a look at that one. We'll break that one down. But they are they got to face ACC teams. They're not facing these pansy teams, and you know their program director did not do them any favors this year. To be perfectly honest.
Well, you mentioned ACC. Let's just go over that conference for a minute here. Who can beat Clemson? Miami? Virginia Tech's on the rise, but come on. NC State? No. Florida State? No.
Virginia. Virginia is a scary good team this year. I don't think Clemson plays them. I don't remember.
Virginia's win total six.
So Virginia's up to eight.
Wow, it opened at six.
Yep, I got it early. I got it at 6.5. That is not what I'm giving out, but I like it. Even at eight, I think that is still a half decent bet. But yeah, they're up to eight.
Syracuse is five.
They're up to 7.5 now.
I take the over on that one.
So I like Syracuse over too. We'll kind of break these things down.
You know I like is Boston College.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think that is an under team.
So last year you were on the over.
We were on the over 6.5. We hit that. We didn't recap this. 4-1 on our college football totals last year. 4-1 in our two big ones, our two units.
I had Wake Forest.
We cashed.
Wake Forest.
You had Wake Forest, and I had BC. Those were our two big ones, and we cashed both of them.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that ACC. No, nobody is going to beat Clemson unless Syracuse does again. they're like the only team that can beat it. Just scrolling through conferences. Big Ten, to me, this has to be the year Michigan wins. It has to be. There's so much turnover in Ohio State. Or no Urban Meyer. This has to be Michigan's year. Now here's one. Nebraska 8.5. Right? I mean, they turned it on a little bit at the end of the year.
So I'm pretty sure we were on the Nebraska under last year. Under 6.5, I think, is what it was. That cashed. Nebraska this year is better. That team is good.
Yep, I agree.
They are a team to watch. They're a team that's going to surprise some people this year, I think.
And then there's other teams. Wisconsin doesn't have Hornibrook anymore. He transferred. Purdue was a good team last year. 8 wins. Oof. Under on that one. Michigan State's at 7.5. What's up with their program? Northwestern, 6.5. Over. I like that right there. And then obviously, Illinois stinks. They always do. Big 12. Oklahoma's the big favorite in the Big 12. 10.5 wins. Texas, I think, has the best quarterback. Iowa State's always in the mix. TCU, oh my God, I'm so out on TCU. Baylor, interesting team.
A lot of people in on both TCU and Baylor this year.
I'll say Baylor because they finally, out of that shit that they were in a while ago. They're interesting. But then there's, Oklahoma was 10.5. Oklahoma State, 6.5. 10.5 wins for Oklahoma. Wow. But hey, you get Jalen Hurts, a guy who knows how to win. And then the teams I like, they're like Texas Tech at 6.5. I like the over. Kansas State at 5.5. Over.
No, under.
You know who's so bad?
Kansas State lost their coach. They're an under team. True. Yeah.
West Virginia's 5 wins. Woof.
Well,
What about Les Miles? 3.5 for Kansas.
Yeah, I think it's an under. I think that he's going to build a program, but he's been out of it a few years. It's going to take them a little while. Again, these are all kind of teams I'd like to go over. I think that this is the whole point. We can kind of go over the schedules, look them over real quick. We're not going to be able to do a breakdown of every single game. But, we'll do, here, find me the wins, find me the losses. We'll kind of go over them. And I'll give you a few that Joe, that I really like, that I think are going to be, that I think are pretty good bets to make this year. I've made a bunch and I'll give out a few. I think maybe five or six this year for totals.
Who would you bet right now to win the SEC?
Man. It's probably Bama. But I think Georgia's right there. I think Georgia's right there. They have the quarterback. They have the running backs. They have, they have the offensive line, honestly, this year. They're a very good team. They didn't lose too much either. They lost some guys. They lost Ridley and everything, but they didn't lose too much.
I'm curious what LSU is going to do. I remember that overtime game against Texas A&M last year. They got Joe, their quarterback, back.
I'm once again worried for them this year. I don't think that they're going to hit their win total. I think they have way too many tough games. And their week one, I can't remember who it is, but their week one is dangerous. Their week one game is dangerous this year. And when I saw it, I was like, that is a dangerous game. I think it's Georgia Southern, if I remember correctly.
Georgia Southern, and then yeah. They play Texas.
Georgia Southern, to me, is
at Texas.
That is a look-ahead game, if there ever is one, right week one. Georgia Southern was a much improved team last year, much improved. I'm telling you, Georgia Southern is a pretty good team. They're not great, but they're a pretty good team. I would be careful. I'm not saying to take them outright, but I think there's a good chance they at least cover that spread week one.
Hmm. What do you think about UCF? Obviously, Mackenzie Milton's going to be out for the year with an injury. Their other quarterback got injured as well. Now it's Devin Wimbush.
Correct. Transfer from Notre Dame. So here's my thing. UCF is hard to predict because we don't know what Wimbush is going to provide to them.
By the way, I took a swing and miss UCF going to the Brandon Wimbush, sorry.
Brandon Wimbush, right.
I remember I said I thought UCF would get into the
college football journey. Yeah. Well, without their quarterback, they had no chance.
I tried.
So here's the thing.
Hey, you take a swing and you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, right? They probably wouldn't have made it anyway.
No. I think, but here's the thing. I think UCF does have the ability to play with the big dogs. Consistently, no. In a one-off or two-off playoff series, I think they do. So I guess that's kind of the disagreement I have. Yeah. I will say this: without their quarterback and with Wimbush really trusting, you don't really know what he's going to do this year. He's kind of an unknown. It would be hard for me to do anything. I'm an over. If you make me choose, I'm an over. But I wouldn't bet it.
I just think they're better than Memphis.
They are. They're a better team than Memphis, without question.
Yeah, they're an interesting. They play Stanford.
Who was the running back that Memphis lost? I'm blanking on.
Henderson.
Henderson, yeah, Henderson, and he was the big factor in their team. He was the engine. Without him, you know, that's a major step back for their offense.
Just scrolling through some others: Conference USA, Florida Atlantic, Florida International. Any of these days, North Texas had a big year last year.
So I want to kind of get into a few of these schools, Joe. Florida Atlantic, to me, is still one of the most overrated schools around. Obviously, because of Lane Kiffin, everyone thinks they're going to be so good. Lane Kiffin has pretty much failed everywhere he's gone. To me, he's a name, and that's a team that's going to be propped up by the name. I do think that Florida Atlantic under this year is a half-decent look. I will say this, Joe. Week one, they face Ohio State. Ohio State is a 28-point favorite right now, or at least they were. I got it at 28. I'm taking FAU plus 28 week one. So I'm not giving it as a PP, but I did already play that. I do think that, you know, they're going to have a tough time covering or a tough time kind of just, you know, being the team they were. It's going to take them a while. New coach, new quarterback, new everything.
Interesting. And then there's always the MAC conference. One of my favorites. Toledo, 8 wins right now is the total, followed by Ohio, Western Michigan, and Northern Illinois. Buffalo loses their quarterback. They're at 6.
Yep, they're without Jackson.
Why did he leave?
He didn't. He went undrafted.
Yeah, stupid.
Terrible decision.
Stupid. And then Boise is the big one in the Mountain West, but they lost to Fresno last year.
They are. They lost to Fresno last year. But Fresno is right there. Fresno as a program is right there, Joe.
Yeah, I agree. They were very good last year. It actually was good defense, really good defense. And then the Sun Belt, Appalachian State's 9 wins.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't think
we'll so. Talk about App State. We'll talk about App State. I have a play on the App State total. A big play on the App State total.
Okay. All right, well, we'll leave it there with the win totals. We kind of went through most of the conferences. I know the independents we missed, but Army at 8.5. You mentioned Notre Dame. What, you have at 9 wins now?
They're at 9 now.
Wow. And then BYU 6. I actually like the over in that, BYU.
We can break down BYU.
They made a big comeback. They sucked. They had to get rid of that quarterback.
They no longer have Tanner Mangum, and they might be
Thank
better for
God.
It. Yeah.
How about UMass? Can they get 5 wins?
They're not at 5 anymore. They're like at 3.5 or 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, that is a clear under team. They lost Whipple. Whipple's gone. Yeah, and they lost their best player, Andy Isabella.
That's right. So there's your independent over-unders as well. We'll get more into it. I wanted to take a look at the football rankings as well, and we'll dip in some of the top 25. And what are some?
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Seems to bet on all that. We'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
Back here, Over Under 985, I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. This is our 50th podcast.
That's right, 50, the big 5-0.
We've been doing this for a year now. We wrapped up the NBA season really well. I think we did 72%, or the wrangle went 72%.
The Warriors.
They suck.
That hurt.
Warriors.
That hurt.
It's going to be interesting NBA stuff when that comes around.
I've rebuilt my bankroll through the WNBA, though, so murdering the WNBA.
So I'm ready. I've actually held on to my bankroll. I'm ready to go for college football this season. And what we wanted to do here was just break down a few teams, their schedule, and maybe why we're high on them or why we might take the over or under on those teams. I don't know if you have one. I have a couple, Dan.
Sure.
I'll share mine first, or you can go whatever you want to do. But I was just going to bring up Michigan.
Sure. Let's talk about Michigan.
And just here's the deal with Michigan, right? Their schedule. Listen to the schedule. Mid-Tennessee State at home.
They regressed a lot last year. That's a win.
Army at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win, but Army is much improved this year. It's going to be tough, but it's a win.
Wisconsin, win.
At Wisconsin.
Win. Hosting Rutgers, win. Hosting Iowa, win. At Illinois, win. At Penn State, win. Notre Dame, Michigan,
loss.
I think it's at Michigan, they win.
I think they're going to take a loss. They're going to take a loss either Notre Dame or at Wisconsin. One of those two.
At Maryland, tough game, they'll win.
No, Maryland sucks this year. They sucked last year. That's a win.
At home against Michigan State, win. Indiana, win. Ohio State at home.
Loss. They're going to lose at least one of Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Ohio State. They're probably going to lose two if you include Michigan State and Iowa. I know it's their homecoming versus Iowa. Iowa's a much improved team this year. I'd say they probably take two losses there.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games. I'd say 10-2.
Okay, that would be over 9.5.
Let's see what the updated one is now. Let's see. We got Michigan win total. That's Central Michigan. That's Eastern Michigan. Michigan win total is now at 10.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I'd go over 9.5.
I'd say probably over, but that's not one I love. If you can get at 9.5, I think you can find a little bit of value. 10's going to be tough for me.
And if they win the Big Ten, they'll have one more game to play?
Doesn't count, though. Does not count. Conference championships don't count towards win totals.
Yeah.
I do think that if you want to maybe make a bet for Michigan to win the conference, I think you could probably find some value there. I don't know what the line is, but that might be some value there. I think it's going to be tough for them to beat Ohio State in the last week of the season, home versus Iowa, and they still face Army, tough team, at Wisconsin, again, Notre Dame, Michigan State. They have a tough schedule. You know, they face all their pretty much good teams at home, except for Wisconsin. So they're going to get a lot of road wins, which is good. Probably, it's probably an over. They probably win 10 or 11 games, Joe. I think you're probably looking at a push at worst at 10.
Okay. You have any teams?
Yeah, why don't we go your next one? We can go.
I was looking at Boston College, and
we definitely disagree on this, which is fine.
And I'm going to pull up their schedule because I didn't have it.
I got you. You want me to lead you off?
Yeah, right. Let's read it out.
So week one is a home versus Virginia Tech. Week two, Richmond, home versus Richmond.
They'll beat them.
Yep. Week three for home versus Kansas. So I think that them. I have them going 2-1 early. Then at Rutgers, that's a win. Home versus Wake Forest. Ooh. It's home. I think Wake Forest is a better team. It's home. I'd say probably a win, but that you could potentially be a loss there. At Louisville, Louisville's going to be a better team this year, but still win. So right now I have Richmond, Kansas, Rutgers, Wake Forest, Louisville. That's five. Here's where it gets tough. Home versus NC State, loss. They're going to win. They're going to lose, in my opinion, either Wake Forest or NC State.
They lost a close one last year, but NC State had Finley and Myers, and like that's a different team.
Agreed, but the way I'm looking at it, they're going to lose one to Wake Forest and NC State. That's my opinion. Then they go at Clemson, at Syracuse, two losses. Home versus Florida State, they might get their sixth win there.
Florida State on the road last year.
I think they get their sixth win there. Then finish up at Notre Dame and at Pittsburgh. So this is a perfect time to introduce the stat that I told you about earlier, Joe. Okay, Power Five conferences, Power Five teams, on the second game of back-to-back road games, meaning two road games in a row, 7-48, which means that Pittsburgh, at Pittsburgh and at Syracuse. Teams last year went 7-48 in those situations.
Wow. So you think under is the way to go here?
I think BC right now is the total's at 6 now. I think you're looking at Richmond, Kansas, Rutgers as guaranteed wins. So you have three guaranteed wins there. I think you're probably looking at Louisville as a fourth. Wake Forest or NC State, I think you get a fifth. It comes down to Florida State. If I had to choose, I'm going under. I think 6 is pretty much right on the money. I think you're looking at 6.
Remember last year when everybody thought BC could give Clemson a game and then their quarterback got hurt in the first quarter?
That sucked.
And they got destroyed.
That sucked. Well, didn't the same thing happen versus Notre Dame too?
Yeah, yeah.
It sucked, yeah. Because we were on the over. I was praying. But they won 7.
And listen, I know we're in Boston, but I think BC's going to be good with A.J. Dillon this year.
Agreed.
Like, if he's healthy, I think he might be one of the best running backs in the country.
Do you think they can beat Virginia Tech week one? Tech's very much improved. A lot of people very high on them this year.
I actually do think they can beat them.
It's in Boston. In Chestnut Hill or whatever it is. Brighton, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, I think they can win that game for sure.
I think 6 is the right number. I would lean under. But they may be able to sneak a 7th win, Joe. Maybe. But I'd lean under. Anyone else you want to look at?
Arizona in the Pac-12.
Okay.
Obviously, you know where I'm going with this one with their quarterback.
I know exactly where you're going.
We should probably look up who the Heisman candidates are.
We can save that for next week. Okay. We can go over Heisman stuff next week. You want me to read off their football schedule this year? All right, they open at Hawaii.
Ouch.
Yeah, I believe that's a week 0 game. Week 0 game at Hawaii. First week of the season. They get a bye, then they are home versus Northern Arizona.
Boom, win.
That's a win. Home versus Texas Tech.
They should win that game.
I think that's a loss.
I mean, Khalil Tate, dude, no, I like them.
I think it's a loss. I think it's a close game. I think they lose that one. This is when they kind of enter their conference schedule. Home versus UCLA, Chip Kelly in his second season.
They should be better at UCLA.
Yep.
Five and a half is their win total.
At Colorado.
Colorado was good, but they're down. They're down.
I think
Arizona wins that game.
I think Arizona wins at Colorado. I think they lose either to Texas Tech or UCLA, maybe both. Home versus Washington, loss. Washington's going to pound them. It's not even that. I shouldn't guarantee. I would be very surprised if we are not on Washington that week. At road game, Washington will be on the come. I think that's going to, there we go. Here's where it kind of gets really tough, too. At USC, at Stanford. So in that.
Yeah, and what is Stanford? Well, the thing was, they got Costello, and he's a legit quarterback. And
I think Stanford's on, see, I think Stanford's on the down. I think Stanford's on the downturn now. But again, back-to-back road games. At Stanford, that falls into the 748 thing for me. So to me, I'm chalking up losses for both of them. Home versus Oregon State, I think that's a win.
Yep.
At Oregon, it's a loss. Oregon's homecoming, I believe. It's a loss. That's off a bye, though. So they do get a bye in between Oregon State and Oregon, so at least they do have a week to prepare for that game. Then, home versus Utah, a much improved, very hyped Utah team. And then finish the season at Arizona State, who it was our one loss last year on the total.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just looking at, again, Khalil Tate. I think he was ravaged with injuries last year. You'll just look at the Pac-12. Like you mentioned, Washington, you like. Oregon's going to be good. Utah, consistent. What about Washington State?
Right? Well, by the way, Arizona's win total now at 6.5.
Oh, wow, it went down.
Yeah. Hawaii? What's give them Hawaii? Hawaii?
Yeah.
Northern Arizona, that's two. You think they win one of Texas Tech, UCLA? I'd say one. Let's give them one. So they have three. I'll give them Colorado, that's four. I'll give them Oregon State, that's five. I don't think they win the rest of the year. Home versus Washington, at USC, at Stanford, at Oregon, home versus Utah, at Arizona State. I think you're looking at six max. I think that's an under.
Wow. And the quarterback's back?
I mean, they do return a lot of players, but you got to go at Hawaii week zero, home versus Texas Tech, still good SEC team. Again, Pac-12 in these situations has done very well, but then UCLA, Chip Kelly's second season, got to go at Colorado, got to get a win there if you want to cash the over. Home versus Washington, you're going to lose. At USC, that's a big game for USC, at Stanford. Home versus Oregon State, they have a break and then they have a bye going in Oregon, but still Oregon, Utah, and Arizona State. Tough for me to see Arizona getting seven wins.
Okay, what do you got, Dan, for teams?
You want to do some big teams first? Because most of mine are small teams. Most of mine are.
Yeah, What do you got? What do you got? I gave three. You give me a couple.
All right, cool. We'll start off. All right, my first and my favorite over Joe, or my favorite total this year. Over 9 on Appalachian State. Okay. So pull up their schedule here. To me, I know they lost their coach. I know they lost a lot. But to me, this team is significantly better. All right? They're significantly better. They open the year home versus East Tennessee State. Okay, FCS team. They're going to win that one. All right? Home versus Charlotte. Charlotte had some good games last year, but, I mean, really? They're gonna beat Charlotte. At North Carolina, this is where it gets interesting. I have them beating North Carolina. I just don't think North Carolina is that great of a team. They lost a lot of talent last year. I have them winning that one. So even if you have them lost, you can chalk it up a 2-1. I have them winning that one. Home versus Coastal Carolina, family weekend. Win. I believe it's homecoming, too. That's a win. Coastal Carolina sucks. At the Raging Cajuns, Louisiana Lafayette, to me, this is a tough one. They might lose this one. If you're looking at a schedule, you're looking at their schedule saying, where can they get tripped up? I think Lafayette is one they could get tripped up on. But then they're home versus Monroe off a bye. They're going to win that one. At South Alabama, for one of the worst teams in college football this year. Home versus Georgia Southern. This is going to be tough for them. I think they're going to get that done. Georgia Southern is going to be coming off a good opponent. I can't remember who it is. And it's going to be back-to-back Georgia Southern on the second game on the road at App State. Then they're facing at South Carolina. Here's where I think they get tripped up. I think this is their first loss of the season, really, at South Carolina. Then they go at Georgia State. That's an easy win. Georgia State's not great this year. Home versus Texas State and at Troy. So Troy is a good team, too. Here's what I'm looking at. East Tennessee State, Charlotte, North Carolina, that's three. Coastal Carolina, that's four. Monroe is five. South Alabama, six. Georgia Southern, seven. Georgia Southern is seven. Georgia State is eight. Texas State is nine. So really what I'm looking at is they need to either beat Troy or they need to beat the Raging Cajuns. I think they probably beat the Raging Cajuns, even though I said it's going to be a tough game. It is. I think they have a chance to go undefeated, honestly. I think they may lose one game, which is South Carolina. Troy is going to be tough for them that week, but I think they're going to have 10 wins by that time. So, to me, I love this over. I think App State is going to probably win 10 or 11 games this year. I think they're easily going to make that. So, there's one for you, Joe. I'll give you another one, and we can go through it here, too. All right, so let me get to it. You actually said it earlier. Northwestern over 6. It's at 6 now.
Now, they're going to have a new quarterback. Thurston's gone.
Yep.
Which is probably a good thing for them, to be honest with
you.
So,
yeah, Clayton Thorson was very good last year. But there are also times where he struggled. And, you know, I didn't love it. So, here's what I like. They open the year at Stanford. To me, this is tough. It's a tough game. I think they're probably going to take a loss there. But, whatever.
Yeah, but then they got Michigan State coming up.
Here we go.
Wisconsin.
Here we go.
Nebraska.
UNLV.
Ohio State.
They're home versus UNLV. That's a win, okay? They have to face Michigan State. I think they're beating Michigan State. I think Michigan State is going to suck
down.
This year.
They're down.
I think everyone's going to be very high in Michigan State. I think they're going to suck this year. I have them at 2 wins. At Wisconsin, at Nebraska, and Ohio State, I have them losing all 3 of those. So they have Stanford, Wisconsin, Nebraska, whatever. They have 2 wins, okay? I think they beat Iowa. It's going to be a really good game. I think by this time, they're going to be battle-tested. They just faced Wisconsin, Nebraska, Ohio State. I think they beat Iowa. It's off a bye. So there you go. That's my third win. At Indiana, they're going to beat Indiana. Home versus Purdue, they're going to beat Purdue. Home versus UMass, they're going to beat UMass. Minnesota, I don't think is a very good team this year, but you would say we give them a loss, they still get to face at Illinois. That's 7.
That game. Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm looking at 7 wins at worst. I think if they lose Michigan State and Iowa and Minnesota, you're still at 6.
I like that one, Dan.
Yeah.
Northwestern, I like that one.
Yeah, I can't see them going under. I can't see them going under 6.
And they have a really good defense. Well, at least they did last year.
They're a very good team.
Okay, any another one? One more?
Yep, I'll give you one more to start, and then we'll go into maybe a few more later. All right, let's see which one I want to give out. All right, how about this? Here's a team that struggled last year.
Just so you know, Northwestern, Pat Fitzgerald ranked 24th heading into the season. We mentioned Thorson's gone, but they got Hunter Johnson from Clemson.
Yep.
So he's left because obviously he's not going to play. So and then they got a sick linebacker named Patty Fisher. He's going to run that defense.
All right. Here's one that I think is very good. I think you're looking at a push at worst. Okay. Ball State sucked last year. Boy, did they suck. And everyone is high on them. They are returning their quarterback. They're returning some players. I think they're going to suck again. They open the season home versus Indiana. If Indiana's going to win a game, it might be that one. Indiana's slightly improved. They're not a great team, but they're slightly improved. I think Ball State's going to get probably beat down by them pretty badly. I might actually lean Indiana week one. There's a loss for me. They face the second week, Fordham. So Fordham is a good FCS school. I don't think Fordham's going to beat them. So let's give them one win there. Home versus Florida Atlantic. FAU, for the fact that they're not a great team, is much better than Ball State. Much better than Ball State. On the road, Ball State might give them a run, but I think Florida Atlantic wins that one. Then they have to go. This is where it gets ridiculous, Joe. At NC State, loss. At Northern Illinois, loss. Oof. At Eastern Michigan, loss. 3 road games in a row. Probably all 3 losses. Then they face the team that's expected to win the conference, Toledo. So they're just getting murdered now. Ohio is the second team expected to win the conference. So they're home versus Toledo and Ohio. Then they go at 2 Western Michigan. If they were home versus Western Michigan, I might give them a win. Maybe they get one. I think they're going to lose that game. Home versus Central Michigan. Central Michigan, much better team this year. Let's give them a win there. Let's give them a win. At Kent State, maybe they get a win. And then home versus Miami, loss. To me, they're 3 wins max. I don't even see a fourth win on their schedule. Like, they're not going to, you know, let's say they beat Central Michigan, which I don't think they will. Maybe Miami. Maybe that's their fourth win. I don't see four wins. To me, I'm on the under, which is plus 115 right now.
Wow. All right. Well, there's a couple of just win totals right there. I think what I'd like to do, you know, is maybe take a look at that week zero schedule.
Okay.
See what's on there. See what we like. See if there's a line out yet. Maybe try to give some early looks at what we have. So we've already kind of gone over the top 25, gone over some win totals as well. I gave three. Dan gave three as well. Again, we're approaching football with about 3 weeks to go, so we're kind of doing a soft touch on college football right now. We might even do some preseason NFL before we get out of here, but we'll take a quick break. We'll look at week zero of the college football season, and we'll wrap up the show with some roll the dice and some NFL stuff. It's over.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
We're under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with over under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lipschatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
All right, back here over under 985. We'll get into week zero, week one, coming up in a little bit, just to kind of tell you how they're doing it. They're going to have week zero Saturday night. It's going to feature Miami versus Florida. And then at the nightcap is Arizona and Hawaii, which we kind of went over for a bit. And then it's the Thursday night football. So there's a couple of games on Thursday night. The one that will probably be highlighted the most is Cincinnati and UCLA. That was probably the big one. And then if you continue to look at those Thursday night games, you know, Tulane.
FIU Tulane. That's a good game.
And then Clemson will take on Georgia Tech. Clemson right now is opened up as a 35-point favorite.
Yeah, I think it's up to 36.5 now.
And then there's one other big game that night, the Holy War, Utah and BYU. Like, that is a rivalry game opening night, 10:15, Dan, on a Thursday. We're like, what, 2 weeks away from that game right now?
Dude, BYU has one of the most brutal football schedules I've ever seen.
And they're dogged to the big favorite in Utah. But BYU at home in the Holy War off the bat?
So BYU blew. I don't remember if you remember this, but we actually bet BYU in this game last year.
They destroyed them.
No, they were up by like 25 and they blew it and lost.
That's right. That's right. Oh my God.
And we almost lost.
They covered. No, they covered.
They covered. Right. They covered.
That's right. I remember.
But we had them like plus 11 or whatever, and they almost lost that game after being up 25. Yeah, they blew it.
Utah won 35-27.
Right. There you go. Yeah. They were 11 point underdogs, and they almost lost after being up like 20 something. Ridiculous game.
Oh man, what a game. I remember we had BYU and we're like, can they just they had a huge, you're right, huge lead, could they hold on to cover? And they did.
Dude, this, but I want to go over their schedule for a second. This might be one of the most brutal schedules I've seen the start of college football season ever. Home versus Utah, then they have a bye, Joe. At Tennessee, supposed to be better. Home versus USC. Home versus Washington.
Oof.
Then they have to go to the MAC, the right now the MAC favorite at Toledo.
That's going to be a tough game for them.
Then they have to go cross country at Tampa to face UCF. Oof. Back-to-back road losses.
So they might be a fair That's a loss. Early on, huh?
Then, hold on, we're not done. Home versus Boise State, and then next game at Utah State.
Oof.
They face Utah, Tennessee, USC, Washington, at Toledo, at USF, home versus Boise, at Utah State. That is how they start their season. One of the most brutal schedules I've ever seen. Then they're home versus Liberty. They finish off Liberty at home, Idaho State at home, UMass in UMass, and San Diego State at San Diego State, which is another tough game. San Diego State beat them last year. They might get three wins.
Sounds like a fade. BYU, circle that one right on the schedule.
There you go.
But let's talk about Utah-BYU then, right off the bat.
Yep.
6.5 at home. Like, we saw what happened last year. Utah won by 8 points. I think Utah, just from what we're looking at, might be 8 points better than BYU. But Holy War, opening week, Thursday night football, national television. BYU, again, like, Utah, to me, looks like the right spot at 6.5.
I disagree. I think it's BYU. I think BYU, this is first off, it's a
revenge. And I got to look into trends and all that
stuff. First off, it's a revenge spot. I mean, revenge spot at home, these two teams really do hate each other.
And I bet you Utah will be heavily favored.
Yeah, I mean.
The public.
Well, I think you said 6.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
right now it's 5.
Down the 5. Yeah. So there's a lot of sharp money art coming in on BYU. I would wait on that one. The line will probably go back up. You'll probably see a lot of public money coming in on Utah. They'll probably be at 6 or 7 by the time game rolls around. If we're forecasting right now, I think this is going to be a close battle, 3-point, 4-point game. I think Utah probably wins. I think BYU covers, but man, just as a whole, BYU's schedule is just gross, and I think that game is super tough, Joe.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm already going to circle BYU as a fade material, and I'm definitely going to watch that night. The opening game of the year is Florida and Miami. They haven't played in years. The last time they did play, Miami beat Florida. So, and Driscoll was the quarterback back then.
That wasn't that long ago,
actually. 2013. So, right now, Florida's given a touchdown to Miami.
Open at 8.5, by the way. I have Florida opening at 8.5.
Is this game at Florida? I don't know if they're going to have it like they're going to have it like a...
I think Miami is the home team. I can double check. Yeah, Miami is the home team. I'm not sure if it's a neutral site game. I can look that up if you want.
Yeah, I think it is. But anyways, that's a good game. Like that, I think Florida is the better quarterback just off the bat. Miami's still in a little bit of a rebuild. This has to be Florida or nothing to me.
Neutral site game in Orlando.
In Orlando, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the Florida Gators are going to be good, man.
I think they are, too. But, I mean, a lot of people are very high on Miami to win the other side of the ACC, beating potentially Virginia Tech. There's a lot of people who believe that Miami is going to win that side of the conference, Joe. And, you know, and rival Clemson. I don't think they're going to beat Clemson. But week one... It's tough. It's a couple weeks away. We don't have to pick this game yet. Joe, if I was going to be honest with you, this is probably a game I wouldn't bet.
Well, I just think Dan Mullen just has that team in a good direction. Like, the more I look at it, they got better on defense this year. They added a Georgia linebacker who will be available to play, right away. Their D-line is strong. So, like I said, the more I look at it, Florida's loaded. Even their punter's good. Tommy Townsend. I don't know why I remember him, but I do. I just think Florida's loaded. And whenever I've seen Miami in a big game, remember the turnover chain was a big thing?
Yep.
No. Give me Dan Mullen and that Florida offense all day. Again, it just comes down to what the line is.
I'll tell you, they do have to face North Carolina week two. They get a bye before.
And I'm just looking at week one, and you look ahead. I mean, hey, look ahead is real in college.
It is. And, I mean, I think Florida actually has a pretty decent Miami is a pretty tough start. I mean, home neutral site Florida at North Carolina, home versus Bethune-Cookman, which is a win, home versus Central Michigan to win. But then they face Virginia Tech and Virginia back-to-back at home. Then versus face Georgia Tech, who, by the way, lost a quarterback, is no longer running the triple option. Sorry, has their quarterback and is no longer running the triple option. So they are starting a triple option quarterback in a non-triple option offense. Oof. So Georgia Tech, another under I would look at. Then they go at Pittsburgh, at Florida State, home versus Louisville, at FIU, at Duke. They end the season pretty okay, but still on the road a lot. But, I mean, again, Miami is going to have all these teams have really tough schedules this year. This is a tough year for finding a lot of totals that you like. This is a tough schedule for them.
That's just an interesting game. Just that game right there to lead off week zero. And then we mentioned Arizona, Hawaii. The more I look at that, Hawaii getting 12, Khalil Tate, national television. I mean, there's a quarterback matchup here, no doubt. Man, Hawaii at home. And the thing is, I liked Hawaii last year. I did. They let me down towards the end of the year.
Well, here's the thing. Why is it 11?
I think there's a lot of hype on Khalil Tate still.
Yeah, but why is this spread should be 6, 7, 8.
By the way,
why is it 11?
The last time they played Arizona won 47-28.
I know I said this is a tough game and you have to go to Hawaii, but Arizona to Hawaii is a lot easier than going Boston to Hawaii.
That's
so
true.
I always got to remember that the actual travel there is not that tough. I actually like Arizona to cover that. I think Arizona might win that by like 20. Mm. I do. I think I like Arizona. I think I'm,
yeah. No, no. I think I might
lock that up when. Not right now. We're still a little while away. We're a little while away from that. But
we're circling BYU as a fade the first couple of weeks.
I do think they might cover first week though.
And you're looking at Arizona, Khalil Tate to bounce back. Here's another one that's just that week one. It's a rematch from last year. Cincinnati, UCLA. Chip Kelly offense. They're going to have a new quarterback this year. Cincinnati is a sophomore quarterback. Kid's name is Ritter, if you remember.
Yep. BYU's win total is 6.5?
Under.
Holy shit.
Under.
6.5.
Under.
All right, apologies. Continue.
Under.
I might just go unload on that.
Now, I'm not sure if Warren comes back for Cincinnati, but he was their best running back last year. I think Cincinnati's going to win that game. And I'm just believe the total on that one. Yeah, right now it opened up at 3. Cincinnati's gone up to 4.5.
I think UCLA wins that game.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, just Chip Kelly, year two, Pac-12. Mm. Pac-12, that is, I'm telling you, Pac-12 is a good conference, man. They're being criminally underrated. Year two of Chip Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know how we talked about it. Don't bet all the faves and everything like that. That's probably a good spot for it. I just want to go over a couple more games quickly.
Yeah, let's go.
Clemson, 35 points against Georgia Tech off the bat.
I just told you, Georgia Tech's running a triple option, a non-triple option offense.
They actually covered a lot of games last year.
Yeah, but they suck this year.
Clemson won 49-28 last year.
What do you think?
21, 31, 41. Yep, that's a
couple. What do you think, Georgia?
If I was going to do it, I would take Georgia Tech with the points because they run slow.
What do you think Georgia Tech's win total is?
Oh, shit. 4.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to
that could be a blowout.
Dude, it's going to be I think it's going to be bad. They have triple option offensive players, and they don't run a triple option offense. What the hell are they going to do? Week one, they might get absolutely ruined. Hmm. I mean, I'm probably not taking Clemson just because they have all summer to prepare for them, but like, yikes. Hmm.
Just a couple other games that week. Wisconsin plays USF on that night.
It's a good game.
Two new quarterbacks. Wisconsin just has problems scoring.
Who's the South Florida quarterback? Is it Blake Barnett?
Last year it was.
Him. Isn't Barnett returning again?
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
I think it is. I think Blake Barnett is their quarterback.
He still has eligibility?
Yeah. He is like he's just been there for like ever, dude.
Mm. Yeah, no. I think he like played for somebody else years ago too. I think it was Oklahoma or somebody.
He is a second year senior. He is their quarterback, Blake Barnett.
Wow. He can light it up. I bet them a ton last year and he put up a ton of points. Wisconsin's going with a new quarterback. Interesting game.
Is it in South Florida? It's already gone
from 13 to 10 points.
Is it in South Florida?
Yeesh, don't know. Friday. Opening weeks. We got to look into that one. And then just
hold on. This is Wisconsin. I took Wisconsin already.
Okay.
I like Wisconsin in that one a lot. Mm. This is USF. USF's getting way too many points. Wisconsin's giving them way too little. Mm. That should be like a 17-point game.
Okay. And I'm just scrolling through here as well. I'm sure we'll get into a lot more games. But that opening weekend, man, like there's some good stuff. You mentioned Northwestern Stanford. Stanford's 6.5 favorite in that game.
Yeah.
BC, Virginia Tech. So now it went from 2.5 to 2. BC's getting 2 points in that one. I think that one's a true toss-up.
That's a surprise. That's a low spread. That is definitely a BC spread.
How about this one? Florida State and Boise State.
What's the spread there?
Florida State -5.
Holy shit. They might get murdered that game.
Florida State or Boise?
Bro, Florida State.
That's what I'm saying. I know.
I might take Boise outright.
How about
there.
Another one? Auburn, Oregon. Defense for his offense.
Jesus Christ. See, this is why I love college football. Just like every week, there's just like crazy good matchups. I'm getting so excited. What's the spread there?
Auburn -3. And that's scary, right? They can't score. And will Oregon be able to move the ball?
I like Oregon.
Last time they played.
I like Oregon.
Is the Cam Newton bowl game.
Gotcha.
National championship.
I like Oregon.
Wow. Man.
That's a fun game. I'm going to watch that game. I'm going to watch that game.
We met Pitt, Virginia is another one.
Pitt, Virginia is a good one.
And I'm just trying to see if there's any other like big.
Oklahoma, Houston.
Lots of points.
That's a good game.
Lots of points.
Fresno State, USC.
That's a quality game. And then it wraps up with Notre Dame should destroy Louisville.
Should.
They should destroy
them. What's the spread there?
And that's the Monday of the first week.
What's the spread on that one?
It's 20.5. And, dude, that it already went down to 16. But just so you know, that's going to be a Monday game after week one.
I agree with the Sharps
against
there.
Monday Night Football.
I agree with the Sharps there. I don't think
there's gonna be a lot of love for Notre Dame that night.
I agree with the Sharps there. I think Louisville covers that.
So
I got to tell you, I really like Arizona Week One, man.
So we're just skimming through, but like we have content for the next couple of weeks here when it comes to breaking down these games. We'll do it, but we're just giving you a look ahead on
Wisconsin spread opened at 10.5 versus South Florida. It's up to 13.5. So the sharp money. Like I said, it's on whiskey. You want to? Here's a fun one. I know we said we wouldn't do, but let's do UMass. Let's do the UMass schedule.
They're
UMass
playing football. Rutgers.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like their whole schedule this year, because I think they're in serious trouble of like not winning almost any games this year.
Running out of Division One,
dude. At Rutgers, I think is probably a loss. Oof. Rutgers is a 14.5 point favorite.
Okay, go on.
Then home versus Southern Illinois. They probably win that one.
Okay.
At Charlotte, they lost.
They beat Charlotte last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is at Charlotte. That was home, right?
Yep.
I'm going to chalk that up as a loss. Home versus Coastal Carolina.
They lost to them last year.
I think they're going to lose that game, too. Home versus Akron is a bad team.
They lost 17-13 last year.
Bad team, Akron. I think they may be able to get a win there.
Oh,
here's where,
no.
Here's where
FIU.
It gets at FIU.
Dude, they lost 63-24 last year.
At La Tech.
They lost 56-28.
Yeah, they're going to get murdered by both those teams. Maybe a win.
They beat UConn.
I think UConn's going to be better this year. UConn's win total is a 2.5. I actually kind of gandered and took a look at that. Might go over on that. It's three. It's over or nothing for me in UConn. Home versus UConn. I think UConn beats them this year. Then they face Liberty. I think Liberty's
you remember that game? They played 62-59 final.
Yep.
They won.
Yep, that was the overtime game. Yep. It was a crazy
game. And then I will never forget how many people. But they covered against Army last year.
Correct.
And like Army almost like blew the game. They almost lost.
Yep.
That was the other one. And then they play Northwestern again?
So they're home versus Liberty at Army, at Northwestern, home versus BYU.
They got smoked by BYU.
They're going to get smoked by all of those teams this year.
Holy shit. What's the over? Three and a half?
So their win total opened at 5.5, and it was the first total that I played.
Under.
Yeah. It was the first total I played this year. I said they maybe have two or three wins on their schedule at max.
They could be Connecticut.
Southern Illinois, maybe one of Coastal Carolina or Akron, and UConn. Other than that, they're not winning a damn game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought you would find that one
interesting. I gotta look into this stuff more. That's why we're doing the show today.
Yep.
We're looking ahead a little bit here, and I'm sure if you're out there, tweet at us.
Win totals at 3 right now for Massachusetts. I still think that the under is a good play.
My God.
Still think it's a good play because I think it's a push at worst. At best, you're beating Southern Illinois, one of Coastal Carolina and Akron, and UConn. If they lose any of those games, they're going under. Okay. I think they might win one game.
We're gonna have to look at these. All right, that's our college. We're just looking at it. It's a spitball of college football and a lot. Now you got my brain going, Dan.
There we go. Now I'm getting a little excited. UMass football unders gets Joe Murray in.
I'm literally in. We'll talk some preseason football and wrap up the program coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over Under 98.5. My mind is blown by all this college football talk. I will give Dan Lifshitz credit. He took an over in a preseason football game and it hit. Can I just ask you?
Yeah.
I don't know how to cap preseason football. I don't know how. in real football, I look at trends. I look at all that stuff.
So the way that I've been valuing preseason football is like everyone bases bets based upon the players that are going to play, right? Everyone does that. So that's pretty easy, and obviously you have to consider that. I think one of the better ways to do it is also consider still home teams should get 3 points. I still think that matters, even in preseason football, especially in preseason football because all these kids suck. So the home thing matters to these kids, and no one talks about that. So I think that matters, and I think the fact that the big trend the past couple years, Joe, has been everyone has bet the preseason overs and they all went under. Well, now that's going to change the past 2 years, and everyone's betting preseason unders. So I'm looking for spots where I think that these kids might actually be able to put up some points a little bit. So I've been looking for a lot of preseason overs.
Like backup quarterbacks.
So actually, I don't know if anyone's even talked about this, but here's what happened. Preseason week one, Joe. Okay? NFL preseason week one. Okay? First total, 35.5. Points, 53. Over. Second total, 36.5. Points, 40. Over. Third total, Patriots game, 35, and they didn't kick the field goal at the end.
Oh, wow.
34 points went under. Cleveland, Washington, total 35, went over. 40. Miami, Atlanta, total 35, ended up with 61 points. Total for Tennessee, Philadelphia, 36.5, ended at 37, over. Baltimore, Jacksonville, the lowest total on the board, Joe. We talked about this. 30.5. Went under, 29-0. Other, Houston, Green Bay, 36 total, went over. Chicago, Carolina, 35.5, went over, 36 points. Arizona, Chargers, the most heavily overbet game of the entire week, 38 points, went under, 30 points. And Denver, Seattle, closed at 37, 36 points. So the over was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and last night both of the games went over 9-4 so far.
Wow!
Everyone's betting preseason unders because it's been the trend for the past couple of years. Well, now preseason games are going over, so it's one of those things where you should care about the home team, being a home team does matter, especially to these kids. Just like it did in college football, it does matter. They play better at home. And look for times where some players might be able to score some points. Who was a bad defense last year? Who had some bad secondary options? Look at the depth chart. Who really sucks? You know these kids from college. Who really sucked? Who you know? So you can be able to kind of put it together from there. I actually looked at the NFL schedule tonight. I couldn't find anything I really liked. Cincinnati might be the only game. Cincinnati plus 3.5. It opened at 5, already down to 3.5. Cincinnati plus 3.5 might be the only game that I bet tonight, Joe. Unless I bet the Oakland game. I might take an under on the Oakland Rams under 36. So I'll post it if I play anything. There you go.
All right, that's how you bet college. That's how you bet preseason football.
I think that's a pretty simple way of explaining it, right? Everyone can figure that out.
I don't know anything about it, so I'm not touching it. I did it once in my life, and it sucked.
I'm 7-0 so far this year.
Good for you.
This week, 7-0.
You got any picks for tonight?
I just told you my favorite picks tonight are Cincinnati plus 3.5. I probably won't bet that one because it opened at 5. It's been devalued a lot. I think the one game I might bet tonight is the Rams Raiders under 36.5. That might be the only one that I bet.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about on the show today? Because I'm tired.
So we were planning on doing college football totals this week. We obviously did a few. We got a
couple of weeks.
We're gonna spread it out. We decided to spread it out. I know we said we would give
them college this week, NFL next week.
So we'll do college this week.
And then mix them both the next week down, and then we got games.
Well, do you want to do NFL next week? Or do you want to do college football next week? I think we should do college football totals and Heisman. And champions next week.
Conference
right. Totals. Heisman. So we'll do conference football, and we'll do NFL the week afterwards. There, bang it out.
I'm in.
Bang it out.
All right, this has been the 50th episode of Over Under 985. I hope your mind is as blown as mine is. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. At Over Under 985, at Joey Murray, at Dan Lifshatz on Twitter. This has been Over Under 985.
Who you got?
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.